Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, please, all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me welcome all of you to this episode of The Heart of the Holy Name. After summer pause, we are back with a monthly emissions or videos of this very important program, The Heart of the Holy Name. We want to come to the essence, to the core, and to learn to really chant with body, mind, and soul. I purposefully chose the melody which we have just sung because today I would like to share with you a little deeper dimension of chanting. I want to bring you on. Before I start, however, I need to alert you. We are sorry if there are minor technical problems. If the broadcast should interrupt, please remain on this channel and we will restart everything quickly. You know, when you start after a summer pause, things have to come together. We even needed to look for the camera. It was somewhere. So we are now ready. So if something happens which is disturbing the broadcast, remain where you are. We will quickly come back to you. I chose the melody with which we started because of a certain experience I had when I chanted. I had been in a few years ago in Russia and just completed a very nice and deep japa retreat. In Russia we have many participants, always more than 500, and I was feeling we all had moved to a very nice place. There was kirtan, there were instructions, there were teachings, there was in the evening a cultural program, and a lot of chanting. I came a little bit physically tired but mentally happy to Moscow, from where I was going to take a plane somewhere, and visited the Moscow temple. And as I went down the stairs to where the deities were, I felt a very merciful reciprocation, and the kirtan which was going on at that time was very moving. It was this melody. I called this melody from that moment on the Moscow melody, because I remembered how nicely I chanted with the devotees. I was absorbed, I was absolutely present, I was in a very deep place because my emotions were connected with the chanting. If there is an emotional disconnection or versa, boredom, a feeling of this won't bring me anywhere, a feeling of, let us say, negligence, indifference, the chanting will not have the same effect. But if there is a strong connection, an emotional connection, at that time the chanting will be extremely efficient. There is a verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, which talks about this emotional connection. It says, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Dhana, Bhakti Krishna Nama, Smarana, Krandana. Bhakti is mentioned three times. This we are reminded of Sambandha Gyan, Abhidheya, and Prayojana. Bhakti, Bhakti, Bhakti. Bhakti means crying while remembering the Lord's holy name. What an emotional connection. You take, you are so moved while you chant that you cry and tears come from the eyes. this manifests, this bhakti manifests when the heart has become melted by three things: by hearing about Krishna, by chanting his holy names, and by remembering Krishna. At that time, it is as if the powerful fire, the Shakti of the spiritual energy, melts the material heart, and the spiritual heart comes to the forefront. We have in our heart deep-rooted desires for sense gratifications, bad habits, and so on and so forth. And all this has hardened our heart towards Krishna. So that when we chant, we are a little disconnected with Krishna's holy name. However, if we have a melted heart by having heard about Krishna, by singing with devotees, and by remembering Krishna, our chanting comes to the next level. There is a very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who sometimes used to lovingly quarrel with Mahaprabhu. It's Jagadananda Pandit. And he wrote about what it means to come to this emotional connection. He speaks in a book called Prema Vivarta, how the living entity wanders in this world, taking one birth after another, and then how his fortune turns at the moment where it comes in contact with a saintly person and begins to understand something about his identity. At that time, he first regrets that he has been totally an illusion. He has been living a dream with promises that are never fulfilled, and therefore laments, "Oh no! Alas! Why have I served this illusion for so very long?" And at that time, he has this feeling of regret. "Oh no, I really feel sorry for what I did. This is really not what I intended to do. I totally," in American English you would say, "blew it." And he says, "Krishna, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. But ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely devastated." No. It's almost as if a mountain has fallen on me and I have been totally dislocated. I'm not in one piece any longer. I'm all over the place now. So when Krishna sees that this regret is there, he sees maybe a little spark coming from the soul which was inactive for so long, which was just dreaming there, lying around and having phantasmagoria, starts to wake up, and the sign of its waking up is a regret. It's almost when you sleep too long and you miss all your opportunities because you're lying there in the bed and you hear the alarm clock first coming. The sound comes quite through, quite indistinct. You don't know, is this still the dream or not? But then the sound becomes louder and clearer, and you wake up and you notice, "My God, I'm 3 hours over time. I could have met this person, made this phone call, and affected this change," and you regret, "Oh my God, while I was sleeping." If such a thing ever happens to you, regret you that you have not just found or have not yet found the right sleep routine, you know, going to bed at the proper time. Anyways, you regret, oh no, why did I miss all my opportunities? So this is a sign of waking up from a dream. This call is therefore called Atma Krandan. Krandan means crying, and Atma means, of course, the soul. It's a spiritual calling. It's not a material crying. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has this to say about the difference of just sentimentality or material crying and the real thing which comes from the heart. He says, the distressed crying due to either dominating the world or losing one's dominance is not meant here. And you know, this distress which we sometimes see is born from a frustration that my plans were not coming true. They are born from false ego. But this crying which we have just heard, or this calling out to Krishna, oh Krishna, why have I served this illusion so long? I'm really your eternal servant. No, this is something that is an ecstatic crying. It comes from waking up. It comes from coming to the happiness of the soul. When Krishna hears the sign, I'm continuing in the text of Prema Vivata, Lord Krishna is so merciful that if anyone appeals to him earnestly, sincerely, must be something sincere, Krishna immediately releases the jiva from material entanglement. Then, when this living entity breaks away from Maya's captivating spell and strives towards Lord Krishna by rendering devotional service, he regains the supreme shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Let us summarize. Waking up from the dream of material life means, in the first step, to regret. Oh, I lost an opportunity, the greatest opportunity, and it also means to call out sincerely. Krandan is used, this word is used. It means crying, calling out regretfully. No? This all is implied in the word Krandan. And then you call out for Krishna, please help me. And such chanting is really able to bring you to the highest states of consciousness, because there is a connection, an emotional connection. The indifference towards Krishna has been broken, it has been shattered, indifference lies on the ground, and instead your devotional attachment to Krishna is awakening, and you can say, Krishna, I'm feeling attraction towards you. And in this way, when you chant in this way the holy name, it's a different story. You will not have to fight any longer with inattention, a wandering mind, and so on. In fact, a very nice commentator on the Yoga Sutras, which are concerned about controlling the mind, he has this to say. When the mind starts to wander aimlessly around, bring it to your Ishta Devata, the Lord of your heart. And at that time, you can anchor or fix the mind, if you continue to chant the mantra, the holy name. No? While he speaks about a situation, someone is trying to chant his mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, and he notices the mind starts to wander and roam about. At that time, fix the mind on your Ishta Devata, the Lord whose name you chant, and continue chanting the mantra, and you will center yourself. It will happen very naturally. A very important question is, how can we come to this level where our soul awakens? You need to practice a lifestyle that enables your soul to wake up. See, if you culture anything, or cultivate, that is the word, if you cultivate anything, it only happens when there is the right culture around. Let me give you the example of a seed. If you wish to cultivate it and see that it develops into a fruit-bearing tree, you have to make the earth culture around it favorable. You have to have good earth with nice ingredients. I think, I'm not an expert, but potassium is good. Certain things which are there and which have to be in the earth. And your tree will grow nicely. However, if you put it into a desert, the seed, if you put the seed into the desert, you will not be able to expect a mango tree. It will never happen. So, in much the same way, a person who is interested in chanting needs to create the proper environment which helps him to cultivate his practice. I just received a very, very nice voicemail by my friend Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. He had just completed a retreat on chanting, where 500 participants were there. He said, this is a small number. In Russia, so many people are interested, but we had to restrict number of participants because of the present regulations regarding COVID-19. So, but what he wanted to share with me was something which totally inspired me. He said, we actually created a culture during this retreat, a culture of respect, where we served each other and where we created amongst each other an attitude and understanding and a mental field, so to say, of respecting each other. Those of you who have been to these broadcasts know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brought kirtan to this world, really said, you can do kirtan only if you practice humility. Trinadapi sunechena. It is said, all the divine personalities come on a carrier. Lakshmi comes on an elephant. I hope that's true. Parvati comes on a lion. Ganga Devi comes on a crocodile. Who's the carrier of the goddess of Bhakti? The answer is humility. The humility in the heart of the chanter, of the devotee, acts as a carrier which brings bhakti into his heart, which is an emotional connection to Krishna, a devotional feeling that manifests in service. And once you chant in this devotional feeling, your chanting is alive. It's full of energy, full of joy, and full of divine connection. Because the moment bhakti comes into the heart, Krishna cannot keep himself away. He is sometimes compared with a bumblebee who wants to drink the honey of bhakti from the heart of his devotees. Krishna is interested, in other words, in our bhakti, in our devotion, more than anything, more than our knowledge. This is more important to Krishna than our various activities. Because if the activities, the services we do are without bhakti, if our knowledge is without devotion, we are not yet spiritually alive. The soul has not yet woken up from the bad dream. So, a natural question is, of course, where can we get this bhakti in our heart? How can we enliven our heart with bhakti? And the answer to this question is really in the association of devotees who sing kirtan. In this association, Jiva Goswami says, delightful feelings are created. What are these delightful feelings? These are the feelings of the awakening soul who is now rising. So, coming into the association of devotees and hearing their singing, their devotional singing, gives rise to bhakti. That's why I was so enlivened when I came, or when I stumbled down the stairs after this retreat which I had given earlier. And I came into the association of these devotees who were chanting in such a wonderful way that I was emotionally touched, I was emotionally connected, and I could immediately join them. It's an unforgettable experience. There are other unforgettable experiences in chanting, but this is something which I hold very, very dear. Anyone who stumbles into the association of devotees, provided he has an open heart, can experience these delightful feelings. In one of those many classes on the holy name which I gave last the previous month, I must have told you about the story of the suicidal man. I had been in Mauritius for a very nice kirtan mela, and on the last day there were many people who wanted to say goodbye, and I noticed there was one man at the edge of this huge tent who had a little dark vibration around him. You know, he looked really a little bit as if he had just a huge battle with someone, you know. Anyways, my assistant came and said, when I had seen everyone, there's one last person who wants to see you. He stands at the edge of the tent. I said, yes, please tell him I'm free now. I've talked with everyone. But when he approached him, there was just something about him which was quite threatening. When he stood before me, I just looked like this, looked up and down, and I noticed there was something in the pocket. And he noticed my look at his pocket, and he says, yes, it's a pistol. revolver. I said, my God, does he want to shoot me? And he said, you saved my life. I was on the way to the beach where I wanted to shoot myself with this pistol. He just took a little out so that I could see it was a real pistol. But on the way, I passed the tent and I heard all of you singing. I thought, let this be my goodbye party. I didn't know what you were doing. I only heard the loud sound of people singing and went in, and I thought, well, you were all spiritual people. And I sat with you for a few hours. And as I chanted, no, I don't think he said as I chanted, as I sat there and listened, something happened within. I thought, why should I do this foolish act and kill myself? What is gained by killing myself? I will sort things out. His wife had left him in a way which hurt him very much. I sought this out, and I don't need to shoot myself. He had been transformed just by listening to the holy name. So imagine what happens to someone who chants faithfully the holy name. There is something in our tradition which is called the Kaimutyanaya, the logic of how much more so. It is used in the sixth canto when Ajamil chanted the name Narayan. As we all know, Ajamil had turned into a very, very low-class person who did all kinds of sinful activities. When his time came to die, he was in shock because he saw the messengers of death, the Yamaduta, with distorted faces approaching him. They were ready to take the famous noose of death, put it around his neck and yank him out of the body. He was so terrorized, so afraid, that he called out for his son, Narayan. Narayan, he called, meaning his son. When the Lord, whose name is Narayan, heard the helpless chanting of him, he said, he has chanted my name, I must save him. He's one of my people now. And he sent his own messengers, the Vishnu Dutas, to rescue him. And they brought him back to life. He had been in the in-between stage already where he called out. They called him back to life, and he immediately understood, let me give up my life now. He was regretful. Oh no, I have cheated, he said. I have cheated on my Brahminical culture. I have become a dancing dog in the hands of illusion, of Maya. He was regretful. This regretful regret was the calling of the soul. Now he was ready. He had an emotional connection to Krishna. And he went to Haridwar and he practiced worshipping the Lord there and chanting his holy name until he was taken back. Now, the logic here is, if Ajamil got the mercy of the Lord by chanting, then how much more so will it happen if one calls out faithfully with shraddha and with love? No? These are emotional things. The logic is like this. If this small fire is already hot enough to melt iron, how much more so would a large fire melt the iron? No? If Ajamil, who was not a practiced, pure-hearted chanter, but only chanting, calling out for his son, could achieve so much, like liberation from death, by his imperfect chanting of the name, how much might I achieve if I actually applied myself fully to the chanting? This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's gloss on this subject matter. So, therefore, I really wish to encourage all of you, try to chant while you connect yourself with your emotion. Very practically, sit down. Do this now. We will chant the Moscow melody. try to be present. I know online kirtans are online kirtans, but if you would kindly do what we are now all doing together, a very nice connection will happen, even through this online media. I have just, before giving this broadcast, given another broadcast where I guided the participants in what we are going to do now. And afterwards, there was some time for sharing, and they really shared that they went so deep. So I do hope that you will also be able to make this connection. So, please sit straight. By now it should be clear that it would be nice to stop all other activities if one wants to make this experience. And quickly focus on your legs and relax them. Focus on your upper body, that is the lower back, the upper back, the chest and the belly, and relax. Relax the shoulders, the arms, relax the back of the head. Now, relax the face. Take a very brief moment of your time to breathe in deeply, breathe out even more deeply. Focus your attention on your heart space. And mentally tell yourself, my true identity, my real self, is to be a part of Krishna, a loving, affectionate servant of the Lord. From this place, address him through the kirtan. Remember what you heard today about this beautiful text from the Prema Bhavivata. Even regrets for being so long in an absent-minded state. You have an attraction to Krishna. Now it's time to express by chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. Very often there is a question. Yes, the one who has the question says, yes, I can understand if I chant with more emotional connection, my problems in chanting will probably cease and I would come to the level of inspired, enthusiastic, spirited chanting. But how do I awake these feelings? There are two tips with which I would like to leave you. We have talked about regret, but that's one thing. Two other tips are gratitude. Dig in your heart for something you can be grateful for, something where you feel this was given to me by Krishna. It could be a friendship. It could be something like meeting Srila Prabhupada or his followers and his books. Find something where you can be genuinely grateful for. It could be as simple as a nice prasadam meal. Anything which the air to breathe, which you are supplied with. Anything which can evoke in your heart a genuine feeling of gratitude. Another very spiritual recommendation, which at the same time is very relevant and it's doable for us, is to cultivate the feelings of Sharanagati. Sharanagati is often translated as surrender, but it has a much deeper connotation than this English word carries. Gati means to go, to walk towards, and Sharana means shelter. Sharanagati would be if I'm in the storm in the forest and it starts to rain. That happened yesterday to me. And then you run for some rain shelter. You run towards something. And as you run or move or walk or whatever towards that shelter, you feel, oh, soon it's over. How to move towards Krishna? Well, it's simple. Dig a little deep and you will see he's the protector of your life. He has made so many arrangements that could help you to move forward. I can imagine accidents, remember accidents where, without protection, I would not be sitting here. Or other accidents where I would have been severely crippled. Severely, I mean, most severely. But there was protection. Another thing I like to think about is how Krishna is the maintainer of my life. He gives me the air to breathe, the light to see. He's the maintainer also of my spiritual existence by helping me meet inspiring devotees, helping me to learn so many things which I learn when I read the scriptures, listen to lectures. He maintains my spiritual life also by giving me insights how to move on. I also think I can cultivate the proper environment in my life by practicing accepting what is favorable and rejecting that what is unfavorable to develop my bhakti. Whatever it is, dig deeply, and the deepest way is to practice this Sharanagati, seeing Krishna as a protector, as a maintainer, surrendering what is unfavorable, giving it up, and taking up favorable practices. Yes, and then doing more and more things for his pleasure, and finally practicing in your practical dealings respect and humility. Remember, bhakti needs a vahana, a carrier who brings you to her heart, and that carrier you have to supply. It is humility, which can be cultivated simply by practicing respect. And remember, always chant more. I thank you very much for so kindly participating in this Heart of the Holy Name. I do think chanting comes from chanting. This is what Prabhupada said. He said, he was once asked, what is the result of chanting? And he said, more chanting. Please stay all this in the school of the Holy Name, the classroom of God, and you will definitely be rewarded with the most wonderful gift, that is love for Krishna, which is the highest form of emotional connection. Thank you very much. See you for the next The Heart of the Holy Name. But there are few announcements which I have to give. I want to give next Friday on the 1st of October. We have a Gora meditation, 7 p.m. Central European Time, 6 p.m. British Standard Time, on YouTube and Facebook. Yes, so next Friday we go into the Gora meditation, 1st of October, 7 p.m. Central European Time and 6 p.m. British Standard Time. Then, something which is really on my heart here, the month of Kartik is just before the door. Please stay tuned in for the daily Kartik inspirations. I do hope, Krishna willing, that I will be in Vrindavan at that time and address you from Vrindavan with all these Vrindavan impressions of the month of Kartik. These are given every morning, 4 to 5 minutes audio inspirations with beautiful quotes and Vrindavan life. Where can you find this? On Facebook and Instagram. Yes. So, last but not least, it was such a pleasure to again revive this program, The Heart of the Holy Name. I hope there was something in it for you. You can find this posted on YouTube if there was so many informations that you would like to revisit a few of the points. We will download, it will be soon there. And see you soon. Hari Bol.